Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm joined by my co-host, Lucky Pires. Let's take a look at the top stories today being the 20th of May, 2026, here on your favorite web channel, www.goforgold.lk. At Sylhet, the Pakistanis have a Herculean task to save the second test match. Rajasthan Royals, despite the fact they won the game against arch-rivals Lucknow Super Giants yesterday, are still to qualify in the playoffs in the Tata IPL. Schools rugby coming up, 7 games on Saturday, 2 games on Sunday. We'll have the venues read out for you along with the predictions. And last but not least, in the English Football League, Arsenal are on top. The details. Pakistan in pursuit of 437 runs to square the series against Bangladesh at Sylhet yesterday, took stumps on 316 for 7, still needing 121 runs with 3 wickets in hand. The main scores, Bangladesh 279 and 390. Pakistan made 232 in their first innings and were 316 for 7 at stumps. Shan Masood made 71, Babar Hashim 47. Salman Ali Agarkar 71 at the wickets, is Mohammad Rizwan batting on 78 and Sajid Khan batting on 8. Top bowling performance from Pakistan was the spinner, left-arm orthodox Tajul Islam, 4 for 113, and seamer Nahid Rana took 2 for 58. Moving on to Tata IPL yesterday, Rajasthan Royals, who were placed in the 5th place, moved on to 4th place after beating LSC comprehensively by 5 wickets with 5 balls to spare. Now remember that Rajasthan Royals have played 12 games. They have 12 points in hand while LSC are eliminated. But Rajasthan Royals, despite the fact that they moved to 4th place, are still to qualify for the playoffs. And the teams that have qualified for the playoffs, like I made mention, was RCB, GT, that's Gujarat Titans, and Sunrisers Hyderabad. So RR have still not qualified. But here are the scores. Lucknow Super Giants batting first made 220 for 5. Michelle Marsh among the runs, the opener 95. Josh English made 60 and Rishabh Pant 35. For the Rajasthan Royals, Geoffrey Archer was impressive, 1 for 39, bowled with a lot of pace, and Punja took 2 for 35. Rajasthan Royals 225 for 5 in 19.1 overs. The hero of the day was Suryavanshi, 93 runs in 38 balls, 7 boundaries, 10 massive sixers, and look at his strike rate, 244.74. Sensation, isn't it, for a 16-year-old. Turiel made 53 in helping Rajasthan Royals to win, and Jaiswal made 43. So Rajasthan Royals have moved to 4th position in the Tata IPL, but are still to qualify for the playoffs. The game coming up today in the Tata IPL is Kolkata Knight Riders in pursuit against Mumbai Indians. That'll be pretty interesting. And in the international area, English women take on New Zealand women in their second one-day international to be played in good old Blighty. Right, now then, let's have a look at what's going to happen in the Schools Rugby League, the Dialogue Schools Rugby League. We have 7 matches and we'll come out with the venues and a win prediction conveyed to us by our experts. Royal College will host St. Thomas's College, Mount Lavinia, at the Royal College Complex, better known as Jurassic Park. A win for both teams is a prerequisite if they are to qualify for the Cup Finals. Right, according to our win predictor, Royal College, despite the fact that they had a tough time against Kingswood up in Palekele in their last outing, are tipped to be favourites, even though St. Thomas's beat Zaira in Zaira's home conditions. But this is what the win prediction is, that Royal should be favourites in this match playing in their own den. Zaira will play against Thurston in their home ground at Maradana. A win for Zaira will help them to qualify for the Cup segment, and Zaira come out strong favourites, despite the fact they lost to St. Thomas's last week, and Thurston, of course, had a tough time against Science College. Right, the Pitt Wrights will host Wesley in their own den at Bumblepetia, and it'll be even Stevens, because the Pitt Wrights really struggled against Ananda College, while Wesley had a tough time against St. Joseph's. But because of the venue advantage, many of the experts feel that Pete Rice could have the better of Wesley. Wait and see. St. Joseph's College will take on Prince of Wales at CRNFC. And the Josephians obviously will be favourites because Prince of Wales is struggling this season. And Ananda will go as favourites against Mahanama as they host them in their own backyard at Rajagiriya. The sixth game is between Sri Sumangala and St. Anthony's College Kandy at Pallekele, the two home team rivals. Very tricky scenario. We're not sure who will be the winner, but it'll be Evan Stevens. And the seventh game is between DS and Lumbini coming up at Havelock Park. Let's hope that Havelock Park is ready to host the school team, school teams this year, because the ground conditions seem to be appalling according to the reports that we have received. Let me wind up by stating that Arsenal have got the better of Burnley, beating them 1-0 in the English Premier League. The game's coming up. Bournemouth will be playing against Manchester City today, and Chelsea will be hosting Spurs in the English Football League. Well, that's it from me and Lakith Piris. I hope you did enjoy what we had to share with you this morning, being the 20th of May, 2026. While wishing all of you a blessed day, we'll spin you a couple of records for your listening pleasure.